Reading Sense of God, it's just with joy that I come to you one more time to continue the exploration on love. This is a month dedicated to an expression of love, the love of Jesus, the love of God towards mankind. The Word of God says in Matthew, in St. John 3 verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." One writer put it this way: God so, and he stretched that S-O, so loved the world, speaks of a deep love for his people, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It is God's will that love must win. According to Kat Bear, this person wrote that love is so powerful that it always wins. Truth is so powerful that it always wins. All it takes is time. Let me repeat that. Love is so powerful that it always wins. Truth is so powerful that it always wins. All it takes is time. Now, as we know, love is the first and greatest of all Christian virtues or qualities. This word appears over 100 times in the New Testament alone. Can you imagine? Love gives us the description of God and the essence of the commandments, because God is love. In the book of 1 John 4, verse 7 to 20, the Bible tells us that God is love. And he that dwelleth in love abideth in God, and God in him. As I turn my pages of my Bible to find that particular text, and you can hear the sound of the Bible leaf as I turn to this particular chapter of St. John 4, 1 John 4 rather. It says here, reading from verse 7, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Praise the name of Jesus. Now, for love must to win, it cannot be that this love is conditional, as we would have seen in many cases. Some folks believe that God's love is conditional, and some folks tend to love conditionally, in so much that they would say, "I love you if you make me happy. I love you if you make me happy." But is this God's love? Let's look at the example of King Ahasuerus and Queen Vashti. This love was not predicated on God's love. It was predicated on feelings. And it would to be considered to be an erotic, or a love that is driven by the eros, the nature, the feelings of the body, the flesh. And so King Ahasuerus and Queen Vashti fell out of sync with each other, because when he was drunk, he called for the queen to become a spectacle, and she refused, and he rejected her as a result of that. It was driven by his feelings, the moment. The adrenaline was flowing through him because he was intoxicated. But he failed to realize the queen was not subject or desired to be a part of this kind of merrymaking. And so a refusal became an anger point for the king, who dismissed her from being his queen. But you know, out of evil comfort good, through that process, Esther would rise to become the next queen, and God would use her to bring deliverance to his people. Bless God. So conditional love is always subjective. It always depends on a situation. It is not pure and are true or genuine. It's linked to something. As long as that thing or that stimulus is maintained, love will flow. It's conditional. It depends on something. Something has to trigger it to happen. But the love of God is deeper than that love. And so as we explore deeper into God's love and why it must win, it's because it is not of earth. Love of God is not of earth. It's not what we are born to know. It comes from above. And as we explore this topic more, much deeper, we'll see why love must win. We'll continue on this topic in the next segment. We'll explore, bless God, what God love really is and how it should function. God bless you.